After 5.5 months on board the International Space Station, my two Russian crewmates and I climbed into our seats in our Soyuz spacecraft. We closed the hatch. We undocked from the space station. We did a couple of laps around the planet. And as we passed the south tip of South America, we fishtailed our spacecraft around and pointed our engines backwards. And we fired our engines just enough to slow us down, just enough to enter the upper part of the atmosphere. And we had this violent, fiery ride through the atmosphere. The parachutes opened. It threw us all over the place. We went smashing into the ground. We bounced, we rolled, we flipped over, and we landed on our side. And I was sitting in the right seat, and the capsule landed on its right side. And so now the window that was right by my head was pointed at the ground. And I looked out of the window, and I saw a rock, a flower, and a blade of grass. And I remember thinking to myself, really distinctly, thinking to myself, I'm home. And what was really interesting about that thought was that I was in Kazakhstan. And so for me, at that moment, my home wasn't just, you know, New York where I grew up or Houston where I live with my family. My home was Earth. And I think if there's one thing I brought back with me from space was a realignment of my definition of the word home. And I think that's a perspective that really could have a profound shift in the trajectory of our global society if we can learn to embrace that.
And you're urging people to see Earth the way that you saw it, as a small town in a vast universe, I think I've heard it described, and to work together across our national and our ethnic boundaries, which is tough. So do you think that your experience in space has given you anything new to say about working like that?
Well, I think being in space does give insight into how we can do that together in a number of ways. One is that we are working in an international setting. With, you know, I trained the first 15 years of my adult life to fight the Russians, and here I am launching as a fully integrated member of a Russian spacecraft crew. And you know, one of the things that really hit home was on April 4th, 2011, I stood at the base of a rocket that was going to carry me and my two Russian military crewmates to space. We were in Kazakhstan at a previously top secret Soviet military installation on almost the 50th anniversary of the first human spaceflight, from the same launch pad that Yuri Gagarin launched from, and I look up and I see an American flag on the rocket. And to me, that really drove home this the power of international cooperation, that if we can do that, if these Cold War adversaries can find something to work together on, I think that that is a path to a greater, broader collaboration in other areas.
What do you think the increased privatization of the space program is going to mean?
If we are able to turn, to some extent, operations in low Earth orbit over to commercial activities, and whether that's delivering astronauts to and from the International Space Station, we're already doing that with cargo, increasing the number of people who get to fly to space. Maybe we have a commercial space station in low Earth orbit. That will free up the large government space agencies to do what they've been chartered to do, which is explore the solar system and push those boundaries. You know, do the type of things that have a very, very long-term return on investment that commercial activities are not really set up to do. You know, I see this blossoming partnership between the private and the public sector in space exploration as an enabling function that will really, you know, get us to the point where a lot of us expected we'd be by now, where we have routine flights to space, where potentially, you know, flying on a spacecraft is as commonplace as flying on an aircraft, and that we start to explore the rest of the solar system.